I'm going to answer a question that has plagued car enthusiasts for a long time. Is this a supercar? Welcome to my 2014 V8 Audi R8. I'm going to answer a question that has plagued car enthusiasts for a long time. Is this a supercar? I'm going to give you my totally unbiased opinion. As we drive around here in beautiful Southern California, I'm in Orange County. We're going to head to the Pacific Coast Highway. We're going to talk whether or not this is a supercar.
Car's not completely warmed up yet, so can't give it all the throttle, but we'll give it a little bit.
I've never seen this before. Vehicle traveling wrong way on the roadway. Watch out for that. Quick tangent story time. I was actually on a rally event driving down the freeway and there was a semi truck coming the wrong way, followed by police. It was a stolen vehicle. So for those that don't know, this is my 2014 Audi R8. It's the facelifted model, so it does have different headlights, different taillights. They give it like a 10 horsepower boost, and it is equipped with the dual clutch.
Do you know how to double clutch?
If you spent time around any first generation R8 and it has the R-tronic gearbox, I am so very sorry. It is honestly super cool when you are going full throttle, hard shifts. It's a good experience. But every other time that you're driving the car, people think you're a 16-year-old who's never driven stick before, but you're driving an automatic.
Can anyone drive stick?
And if you couldn't tell by the exhaust, it's a V8, and it's something I get to explain to everybody who asks me about the car. I get stopped often. Hey, cool, R8. Is it V10 or V8? V8. Oh. Is it a manual? No. Oh. So I'm constantly having to explain away the fact that I do not own a V10 or manual R8. So this question is not a new one to me. Is the R8 V8 a supercar? And if I've learned anything from other YouTubers, in order to talk about something, we have to go get lunch. Don't worry, it has paint protection film on it. Okay, yes, it is a V8. It does only have 430 horsepower. It does 0-60 slower than a Tesla Model 3 long range. Not the performance, the long range. So the strikes against it are, it's not that fast, it doesn't have that much horsepower, and the elephant in the room is the fact that they made a V10 version, so it doesn't have the sound either. I go to the most abandoned parking lot I can find. And there's a big truck loading that up. So much for that audio quality. Along the lines of things that don't make it a supercar, the key shared with an Audi A3. It does have a front trunk button though. So obviously the V8 R8 has some strikes against it. But let's talk about the things it has going for it. It does share a platform with Lamborghini. The V10 version has a Lamborghini derived V10. Even though it is very daily drivable, it still has a lot of compromises. Obviously no back seats. The trunk is okay. Not that this is anything to really brag about. But this is the fastest version of the V8, being a coupe S-tronic facelifted V8 R8. But we talked about the platform, we talked about the compromises. Honestly, it comes down to something that you can't really quantify, and that's how it makes you feel. I listened to a podcast recently where they were trying to define a supercar, and they basically came up with the idea that you know one when you see one, but you can't define it. And I subscribe to that theory, because to me, this is a supercar. So
some people will probably argue over the feel aspect because, you can feel something really cool in a Corvette or in Mustang or something that has a lot of horsepower but is definitely not a supercar. I mean, a supercar demands attention. Even in something that is understated like my vehicle, which is black, very understated, very classy type spec. And yet I get people staring at all the time, coming up to me at gas stations. People are like, hey, when did this car come out? And that's what I love about the Audi R8. The design is timeless. Something you can't really say about a McLaren Senna. I love the McLaren Senna, don't get me wrong. I would own one in a heartbeat, but it just doesn't have that same timeless look. But going back to that point about people coming up to me, this isn't just for car people. And when you drive a supercar, random people will come up to you that know nothing about cars and they just want to see what it is. I can't tell you how many minds I've blown when I open the front trunk to put something in it. Where's your motor? Or people point that out, be like, wait, the motor's right here. I can see it. And frankly, a supercar needs to have the right noise too. Sorry, Tesla. Cybertruck is definitely not a supercar. And surprisingly, I'm not going to exclude electric vehicles from being supercars, but they need to have some kind of noise. My teenage years were filled with emo music, which is making a comeback now. And it's called emo because it's emotional. It makes you feel things. And a supercar has to generate emotions. And sound is a big way to generate those emotions. I'm now in the Newport Beach area. Fortunately, I didn't have the camera rolling, but in just one block, I see a McLaren 570S, a Ferrari SF90, and the somewhat rare Boxster Spider, all within just one block of each other driving. I grew up always loving cars. I had the car posters on the wall, but honestly, this is where the supercar came to mean something to me. If you saw my video on picking up my new Subaru WRX project vehicle, I talked about how this area of the Pacific Coast Highway is my favorite place to be car related. My family started coming out to this area back in probably the mid to late 90s. We stayed in Laguna Beach. Coming here as a young, impressionable kid who loved cars, this was the place to be. Come here in the summer, we drive around, and I would sit there and watch Rolls-Royce after Rolls-Royce after Ferrari after how many Porsches, who knows? They're a dime a dozen here. So being here to talk about, is my car a supercar? In the place that made me fall in love with supercars, cars just seems fitting. And I may just be one man's opinion that, albeit, is pretty biased because this is my car, but the feeling I get driving this down the Pacific Coast Highway, where 20 some odd years ago fell in love with supercars, it's pretty special. So yes, I would put this in the family of supercars. It may be the black sheep of the family that people don't really talk about at parties, but at least it's in the same family. Actually, that describes my family dynamic quite perfectly. If you disagree with me on that, well, frankly, I don't care. I love my car, but go ahead and leave a comment anyway. You know, helps the algorithm and all that. So thanks for watching. Catch you on the next one.